Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So in Tampa, this dude decided to play Grand Theft Auto in real life. He stole, and by stole I mean he totally had a violent carjacking incident involving an ambulance. Of all the things you're going to carjack, it's an ambulance, really? They said that they got carjacked, the ambulance did, Friday morning. 36-year-old Lakeland resident Gregory McGall, threw himself through the window into the ambulance and then wrestled with the ambulance driver for control of the vehicle. The driver, feared for his life, exited the vehicle, called 911, and then he fled. The dude fled in the stolen ambulance, crashed it in a fenced-in grass lot, and then left the scene. They got the ambulance back. They got him a couple of days later. And he also had, they had multiple community tips on him, and he also had some other offenses, too. Yeah, nobody's shocked by that. This Florida man was arrested for possession of ecstasy pills that were in the shape of Donald Trump's head. They were orange ecstasy pills in the shape, not kidding, Brendan Dolan King. According to Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, he was caught with pills that were color orange in the shape of Trump's face, said authorities. They were labeled Trump NL. And the Clearwater Police told ABC News that they occasionally find ecstasy pills, you know, in different shapes. They found a Superman logo and a Batman logo. They said they have never seen this shape before. So that was a new one for them. So interesting. I don't even know how that's made, but so somebody would have to make a mold of that. I'm just thinking out loud here. A Florida man fights with deputies after he fled on a go-kart. You really think that was going to work? Pensacola guy. He fought with deputies and then tried to get away. 42-year-old Brian Peterson on a go-kart. And they said that he was real easy to follow because he was driving a gas-powered go-kart that could not go very fast down the roadway. This is not Mario Kart, dude. So we went from Grand Theft Auto to Mario Kart. That's exactly what happened.
Hi, I'm Erica, an English major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arne with a Constitution Minute.
The human soul is made to learn, and the highest things of life are the best things to learn. One of these, it turns out, is the way we govern ourselves, and one of the best examples of that is the Constitution of the United States. It explains what our government should look like and how it should function to best protect our rights. It was created to give us the freedom to make choices about the way we wish to live. Unfortunately, most colleges and universities today fail to teach our Constitution. When they do, they often denigrate it. This is dangerous because it is impossible to preserve our liberty if we don't understand where it comes from and how to protect it. Having a proper civics education is essential to preserving our freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.
I mean, look at the way that all of the religions are treated in these United States. Look at the way that the Jewish faith is treated, the Christian faith is treated, but there's some that you can't touch. There's some faiths you can't touch. What gets me is that, take for instance, the battle over what kids, children, minors, are allowed to learn in school and what they're not allowed to learn in school. What they're not allowed to learn in school, it's not even a lesson. It's not even academics. I mean, they shouldn't be presented with materials that are considered of the hustler variety, right? Particularly with other parents' knowledge, which is what a lot of bills like in Florida and elsewhere have sought to remedy, to make sure that parents are still involved and can still make determinations about what is or isn't, something that their kids can have access to. And in Michigan, there's a huge group of parents that got together and they were like, yes, they should not have access to it. And it's amazing because Democrat politicians are like, oh, okay. The difference is that those parents, their faith, they're Muslims. Their faith is Islamic. They're Muslim parents, and they can say this, and they're not attacked as bigots, and they're not attacked as insert pejorative here. They don't have their characters impugned. There's like certain things that only like one religion can bring up, and then it's considered okay that if they bring it up, and then nobody talks about it in the press. Like go back to what was it, Prop 8 in California? Prop 8, that was the traditional marriage thing that they were going to vote on. And there was this huge organized effort to try to shame and bully people into not supporting it. And they decided to go after like the Mormons more than anybody else, which was the funniest thing ever, considering it was Black and Latino families in California that were literally driving the support overwhelmingly for that measure. And the Mormons were only like a small percentage of it. They even went after the Scientologists, which, I mean, don't even get me started. They like protested around their thing. They protested at all the Mormon churches. They were targeting like all the Mormons in Utah. I mean, like, they're in Utah, not even California. Because it was easier to target them than it was to target the Black and Latino voters who were driving this because their values are more traditional. They couldn't target them because then they would be violating their own rules. By their own rules, you cannot disagree with a person if they check an identity politics box, because that makes you either sexist, racist, bigoted, etc. See, that identity politic is used as a veneer to deflect any kind of criticism. It is a pass. So you can't criticize them. So the left ran afoul of their own rules. They're like, what are we going to do? Let's go after the Mormons. They're an easy target. Mormons are easy to kick around. They don't chop off anybody's head or blow up anybody's, you know, buildings. They don't do anything like that. You know, they're not out there raping women in Gaza. They don't do anything like that. We're just going to go ahead and target the Mormons. And that's what they did. They weren't going to go after the Black and Latino voters in California that were driving it, because then they'd be racist and bigots, right? And they'd probably lose a very important demo that they needed in order to actually get votes. It's just amazing. I don't know why this, the fact that it fell on that day, they could have moved it by a day. I'm so tired of the visibility. There's too much visibility. There's too much damn visibility. It's oversaturated. It's being shoved down your throats incessantly. Because that's the tactic. That's the purpose. This isn't about tolerance. A lot of people say the word tolerance and they mean total accept, not even acceptance. They mean total adoption. Tolerance to them is a word that they use when they mean adoption. It's not enough to live and let live to these people. It's not enough to go about your daily life, do what you got to do day in and day out, and then just get done, raise your kids, pay your bills. It's not enough. You have to affirm whatever their heads cook up. You have to affirm, and not just affirm, but praise, applaud. When I was growing up, everybody was told, well, what happens behind closed doors is those people's business. Stay out of their bedroom. Now they're dragging you in by your collar, forcing you to watch and applaud. Big difference from then and now. But that was always ever the goal. No, it's about adoption. And if you don't adopt it, then you're penalized. You lose your job. You lose your friends. You're ostracized. They target you in your community. You lose out at sports competitions, scholarships, places on teams, recognition for merit for your born sex. There was a, I'm going to pull this up. There's a track meet. I just saw this. It happened. I think this was over the weekend. It was like an NCAA thing. And it was a student who was a man, a male student, and running in a women's track event. Anybody who's ever, and I ran track, anybody who's ever participated in track and field knows that women and men are very different with their abilities, right? Very different because they're women and men. Very different thing. The NCAA allows male athletes to participate in women's track events. And I was watching a female athlete that was at University of Idaho and Idaho State University. They lost second and third places because dudes competed against them and they won. This has been going on for years. The NCAA women's track and field champion for 2019 is trans. You have the women's cyclist champion for UCI, two-time trans. The 2019 New Zealand's women's weightlifting champion is trans. The top player in International Women's Volleyball League is trans. Meaning it's a man competing as a woman. These are men who suck as male athletes. They cannot compete at the top level as male athletes, and they treat women's sports like the JV league. They treat women's sports like this is our backup plan. They absolutely do. These are guys who went through puberty as dudes. They competed as dudes even. They competed as dudes. This is recent for the, and this is not the exception. This is 99% the trend. Because they want that scholarship opportunity. They want all this. So they prey on, I'm like, this isn't an ethical dilemma. It's insanity. Insanity. No event there for women. Nothing like that. I mean, you know how different it is with men and women's races? My gosh. I ran track and field in high school. I went to state. I was varsity. Like the moment I became a freshman, I was varsity. I did select throughout the summer, all of that. I was a distance runner. The least I could, the shortest I could do was an 800. And that was hard on me. I can like run forever at the same speed. I can keep a great speed and I literally can run for miles. I have crazy endurance. I just didn't have a lot of the fast twitch muscles that you need for sprinters. I'm not a sprinter. But I would run 4x8 every now and then as like a sub if somebody got hurt. But I ran mile and 2 mile when I was varsity for mile and 2 mile. And I think my best time that I had in mile was like 5:50. I was a 5:40 or 5:49:50. Yeah, I was a crazy miler. Now, but here's the thing. As good as I was as a varsity miler, you know, I went to district, sectional, state, as good as I was. When I ran against dudes, I was JV level. I was JV. I couldn't keep up with the varsity dudes. And I was one of the top athletes in my state. I could not keep up with varsity dudes. It's the reality of it. That's the way we're built. They could keep a pace faster than me, and they could outrun me. They could out-endure. Because that's biology. As good as I was, and as much as I trained, and I was running every day. I was such a jock in school. I did all the sports. I also did classical ballet for 17 years. To the point where I was like fatiguing my muscles. I was so into everything, into all the athletics. But track and cross country were my top. As good as I was, as disciplined as I was with training, and as much as I beat the other chicks, I was JV running as a dude. And that's just the biology of things. I never thought that was unfair or I should be accommodated because I live in reality. And I look at these dudes out there in sports today, track and field. These guys, instead of these track, they'd be JV. Actually, they wouldn't even make their college team, I don't think. They'd be JV. They're not first string. They're not good. But they figured out if they run as chicks and they compete with women, oh, hey, then they can go somewhere. I mean, they're outpacing the women in all of these track events. It's crazy. You've seen the videos of them, men playing volleyball against chicks. Have you seen video of men playing soccer against chicks? Basketball? In every sport. It's biology. They don't want to be women. They want to be men playing as women. Don't sit here and say you want to be a part of the sisterhood when you're willing to unfairly use your biological advantage as a way to get ahead of that sisterhood in sports. You're a fraud. That's exactly what all this is. And it's tolerated by NCAA. Why do people, you know, it's not going to stop. Women are going to have to quit en masse. They will. Because this is not a thing where the men can stand up and defend the women. The women are going to have to hit back. Third wave feminists have put women in this very unfortunate position. They sold out the sisterhood. They sold out the very thing that they say they were fighting to protect. Not only did they make it to where you have to have a dual income family, you can't even stay at home with your kids anymore if you want to, but I'll be damned, now you got to worry about competing against women in sports. They think the only true measure of a woman is being out in the field with a man as long as the man's out in the field. That's asinine. Talk about setting women back by centuries. All the work gone. It wasn't good enough to be able to inherit property and vote and have get paid equally. That wasn't good enough. No, they went too far, and now they're reaping what they've sown. What's happening now to women is a reckoning for what third wave did. Those are facts. It's our friends over at Kel-Tec. It's time to get to the range and just blow some holes through stuff, I think. The new Gen 3 9mm carbine, the Sub 2K, it's shipping now, and it twists. It folds in half. The previous ones did too, but this one's different. There's some upgrades. For instance, you don't have to take your optics off to fold it in half. Everything. Simple twist and fold motion of that patent pending, rotating forend. You can twist it in either direction. Folds it right in half. And you can quickly and easily deploy it as well. But there's even more. You have an upgraded aluminum trigger, redesigned mechanics, lightened 5-pound pull. You get more precise feedback. It translates into improved accuracy and follow-up shots, upgraded action. You even have a new chamber indicator. It's awesome. All awesome stuff. Ambidextrous bolt hold open. It's all Kel-Tec's made in America, family-owned values, Florida-based at their best. To learn more about the new Sub 2K Gen 3, visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Man, play stupid games and you're going to win stupid prizes. So an American YouTuber was kidnapped in Haiti because he tried to meet the new gang leader, Barbecue. How did you think that was going to go? That happened. This, it happened on Friday. The guy is known as your fellow Arab or simply Arab. He left his Atlanta home. Addison Maloof traveled to Haiti to interview Barbecue, right? The gang leader of Haiti now. And within 24 hours, the YouTuber, along with a colleague, they were abducted and held for ransom by members of Barbecue's gang. And so they said that they've completely run all of the major areas. They have already abducted 17 Western missionaries since 2021. And they said that they confirmed the kidnapping on social media on Friday, saying, yes, we kept it private for 2 weeks, but now it's out. Yes, he's been kidnapped in Haiti. We're working on getting him out. So that's it. I mean, why would you do that? Why would you go and interview? I can't, man. Let's see. Half of senior staffers in Congress are so fed up they may quit. I hope they get fed all the way up and do quit because there's too many of them as it is already. A helicopter dropped 10,000 Easter eggs on Indiana kids. This sounds like that could be problematic. Just saying, but it was the Easter egg hunt hosted by the Ross Foundation, and they said that they dropped 10,000 Easter eggs on Indy kids. It was a helicopter, dropped the eggs. I'm assuming that it's like they didn't have the kids right there. It was just over a field. They dropped them, and then they allowed the kids to go to the field. Open. Yeah, they didn't let the kids come in and then, you know, dropped hard eggs on them. That would have been bad. So a state of emergency was declared in the Niagara region because of the solar eclipse. Now, when these things are declared, they do so because they're expecting so many people to come in and view the eclipse that it's going to overwhelm their roadways. And they said that if there's anything that arises, it would also overwhelm our critical infrastructure. So I get it that they're being proactive in case something goes sideways, but still, it's weird. I mean, we're right in the belt of it, of having the solar. I mean, we're going to be able to see it from where we are, but it lasts for like a few seconds. I mean, good grief.
4 minutes.
Just 4 minutes. Like, calm down. It's not the end of the world, unless it is, which I hope it's not. All right, stick with us. More in store. New York Post says, in Texas, this is in Texas. Now, in Texas, the governor was like, yeah, you can use Castle Doctrine, et cetera, et cetera. They said squatters turned a Texas woman's home into a drug den and sold her possessions at a yard sale. Terry Boyette was in Florida caring for her sick mother when a friend called to tell her someone squatted her Dallas area home. She had previously hired workers to renovate her house, but after she left, a painter broke in and wrecked the place, leaving crack pipes in her oven and needles in a drawer. It took 6 months for her to get her home back, and she says that all of her belongings have been damaged beyond repair or sold. Her bed's in the backyard. Her dishes are gone. She says all of my stuff has been sold through the yard sale and online. And then apparently the guy who squatted the house was letting people rent it short term and collecting money on that. She was literally leaving. She was caring for her mother, her sick mother in Florida, and her neighbors called. She called police to report the break-in. But she was told that because the squatter had been there for more than 10 days, she would have to evict him. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go in, throw some lead down, and then ask questions after. And not apologize for anything. She tried to evict the squatter herself, but it took... I'm not doing that. That is absolute BS. If you want to get killed, there's a great way to do it. Squat in somebody's home. 10 days? Are you kidding me? 10 days. And they had to go through... You have to hire an attorney and go through this whole process. Thousands of dollars just to get an intruder out of your home. In Dallas. And of course, when she finally did get a court date, guess what? The squatter doesn't show up. And then the judge extended the appeal.
No.
Because the judge didn't want the squatter to be homeless over the holidays. I am not joking you. And the homeowner was like, I'm actually homeless over the holidays because this intruder took over my home while I was caring for my sick mother in Florida. And this intruder was only there for 10 days. Yeah. Yep. And it is, oh my gosh, the photos of the devastation are crazy. And they say that squatters in Texas can claim adverse possession, but they say it's a very involved process. But clearly it's not, because this was able to happen to this woman very, very easily. So I'm telling you, I'm not... What I'm going to do is I would call the police to report that I had killed an intruder, is how that would work. I have to tell you guys, when we moved, because we kind of had to, our old house that we were in, we didn't put on the market for a while. We were waiting for everything to calm down, and we had this psycho who flew halfway across the country and tried to break in my house because he thought I was there. He had a bunch of pills, and it was crazy. And our neighbors had called the police, and I was at home with my youngest son, and my husband was out with our oldest son. He had a game, and he was out with him. They were like 2 hours away, and God love our police, because they called me, because I made sure I got to know our police and all that stuff just in case anything happened, because they were the ones who alerted me to what happened. They called me and they said, we just wanted to make sure that you, but it was funny why they called me, because they really weren't checking to see if I was okay. They were checking to see if they were going to arrive on scene and there was going to be a dead body there. And it was kind of, in hindsight, it was a little funny, because they said, you know, Mrs. Lash, we just want to check in. We got this report from your neighbors. We just wanted to, find out where you were. And, we know you're lawfully armed and all this stuff. And I'm like, wait, what's going on here? And then, I talked to them later and I had said, yeah, if I was there, this would have been a very different type of phone call. I mean, I've literally trained hours for just that kind of scenario. And, not that I would gleefully take someone's life, but when you develop a certain set of skills and you never use them, and then an opportunity presents itself. I'm just saying, if you're the stupid perp that's dumb enough to like try to squat or bust in on my house, some of us may be like, wow, we get to actually use these skills. So I'm just saying, it was a very interesting conversation. And they were very sweet and very cool about it. And we had to, they acted real quickly. And I cannot imagine, first off, they have to stake out these houses to make sure these people are gone. I mean, you pay attention and make sure that you're not watched when you're going in your home. I mean, we're apparently at that level. My point in sharing all of this, though, is that all of this restorative justice and this idea that we're going to coddle people who aren't the property owners, this is how you're going to get vigilantism. I believe in our republic and I believe in what we've agreed to. But if you're not upholding your end of the bargain as elected officials and you're not allowing law enforcement to do their job, you will get vigilantism. And then you can't complain about it after. And if you try too hard, those people could turn it on you.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.